All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am your co-host, Mark Komar, and this is Mr. Joaquin Komar.
Going on, guys.
All right, guys, we're going to talk today. You might be out of a job.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you. You who we're talking to, who is taking time out to sit here with us and listen to the two of us knuckleheads talk about tech and what we think we know about it. But the reality is, unfortunately, out here in these streets, some people are going to be out of work here soon. Today, Joaquin and I are going to cover two industries. One that has been on the chopping block for quite some time. Over the past, I want to say maybe 5 or 6 years, they've been threatening to shorten that workforce, and that's in transportation. We'll get to that in a minute. But the one that I really want to address first, that we do know the new POTUS that's getting ready to be inaugurated here in another month or so has made a mandate and has threatened as well. Again, nothing is ever guaranteed with this particular president, but as of right now, he's saying his intent is to cut the government workforce.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of money being spent, a lot of taxpayer dollars being spent. From what he's saying, and that, you know, nothing is getting accomplished. And it's just a lot of people sitting in cushiony jobs that are just getting paid well, great benefits, but are, you know, money is not getting used accordingly. And the country being in a deficit that it's in, he can make some cuts and clear up some money, right? Some capital. So what does that mean for you if you are one of the 2.5 respectful government workers? Now, of course, all the 2.5 million. Not all those 2.5 million are, you know, tech jobs,
right?
Of course, but there are tech jobs within that 2.5. So let's just say if you're part of the, you know, 900,000 that's going to get let go, right? That are not tech jobs in government. Where do you pivot to? Where do you go? And that's why we create this platform so you can know where to go, who to talk to, right, Joaquin, and
right,
who to, you know, network through. It's I know it can be scary. It can be daunting. And everybody knows, too, as of right now, that a lot of people are on a chopping block if you're in, you know, service industry because of AI. And it's, you know, thrust over the past 16, 17, 18 months where it's become a lot more easy for everyone to get access to AI. You know, we see at Walmart or a large, you know, company or Costco where you get automated tellers now, you know, checking you out.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting worried about getting let go there, right?
Right.
And those who are not tech savvy, you don't know where to go or where to pivot, but you can come to us. So I've said a lot about that, but I'll let Joaquin kind of go into his, and then we'll just have an open discussion about, you know, where we see this now, where we see it going, and how to, you know, mitigate any worries you may have.
So right.
Joaquin, sorry.
So first of all, I'm assuming that you guys are UFC fans. At the last fight that John Jones fought Stipe Miocic, you had Trump, who was front row center, as well as Elon Musk, right?
Yep.
And they've been kicking it a lot, right? So you kind of got to, like, regardless if you like them or not, right? That's irrelevant.
Why?
But you kind of got to, like, just be aware of, you know, of kind of like what they do, you know, and yeah, tech being, or not tech, but Elon being the tech guy, and Trump being like more of a business guy, you know what I'm saying? Putting, you know, two and two together, you got to kind of think, okay, well, there's probably going to be funds put into like the tech industry or more tech stuff, right? And one of those things being, I've been hearing a lot more about like autonomous truck driving, right? There's a company that I was looking at not too long ago called Podiac Robotic, and they just help, you know, truck companies go like the autonomous route. And they have this stat on their website talking about how there's like 40,000 crashes or whatever per year from like human error from driving trucks. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes, you know, sooner rather than later, you know. The less car crashes is probably a good thing, but it'd be kind of shitty that some people be out of jobs. But with that being said, right, there's going to be a lot more opportunities out there. So, you know, you just kind of got to be aware, you know, since you do pretty much have like a business guy as a president, and then it's looking like his right hand man, you know, at in Elon Musk. You got to be aware of, like, hey, what are those two guys good at? And, you know, what are they? I mean, just be aware. Tech and business, right? And they're going to put it together. So,
yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like you're saying it absolutely correct, brother. Like, I mean, being aware and just recognizing the writing on the wall, right? I mean, that's what it is. You know, it's no point in being alarmed by it. You made a good point. Doesn't matter if you like them or don't. I mean, whoever is going to be the leader is going to be the leader, but they're going to make adjustments, and you got to be ready to adjust with that.
Right.
And I'm with you. I'm like, if autonomous vehicles can help save lives, now would that mess up? Yes, the truckers, you know, the 3 million some plus truckers that are on the road, you know, that they have out there right now on the shipping routes, you know, yes, that will disrupt that tremendously. And I'm not at all, you know, Joaquim and I both are not obtuse. Yeah, people have livelihoods that they create. They have families that take care of, you know, these careers. But when one, we said it before, when one door closes, another one opens up, right?
Right.
And not to be, I guess, too, you know, fluffy with it, you know, because we got to be real, right? When we say that, if you are aware, like Joaquim is saying, you see the writing on the wall. Elon is his right hand man. He is saying that, you know, he's going to, first of all, probably put him over in charge of shutting down the government. Or not shutting down, but, you know, displacing people within the government. Mm-hmm. As well as, yes, we know SpaceX, you know, we know X, we know Tesla. We understand that this is the modern day Einstein, if you will, with business acumen. He's going to make a push to make sure whatever he has in place is going to get driven, you know? So if Tesla is, you know, a computer on wheels and it already has, you know, autonomous driving, you know, capabilities, if you get the package, right? It only makes sense that, you know, for a nation that is trying to consolidate things and move in a different direction, that if they can make autonomous vehicles work over trying to have to take care of healthcare for an employee, you know, pay, you know, a great salary, which a lot of truckers, you get great salaries, right? If you can minimize that, cut that back, companies can save money, and you can keep the large companies still large companies if they can have, you know, not have to cover for work days, 401ks, all that stuff, and they can just put this in place, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's nothing to really be afraid of. Just start making the proper changes, guys. So when Joaquim and I are here talking about how to get involved in technology, if you're not aware of, you know, how to code, if you're not aware of, you know, what languages are out there, you know, programming languages that you should get involved with. We have an episode that we created about that, right? Where Joaquim walked you beautifully step by step through a beginner's level as to what you can get involved in if you don't know. Also, too, where you can go for boot camps or certifications that only require a minimum, say, 2 or 3 months, upwards of 6 months to a year, but it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to get it, right, Joaquim?
Right. And another thing with that is, like, it's not hard, you know, if you just over, you know, a couple of months or whatever, if you just give yourself, you know, 10, 15, 30 minutes a day, you know what I'm saying? It's not something that you have to, you know, completely change your life for, right? If you have a computer, you know, or even if you have like a smartphone, you know, you can just look at the tutorials, but it's nothing that you have to, you know, reconstruct your life for. You know, help them in it today, and you'll be able to, you know, make leaps and bounds over the next couple of weeks, months, 6 months for sure. You know, so
I love that. You're absolutely correct, because I love, you're right. If you got a smartphone, Jesus Christ, you can look at YouTube, right? If you take a time, look, go ahead.
I was saying easily, you can do that easily.
Right. If we're taking time out to look at dancing videos or whatever, and again, no knock on those things, guys, but everything is about accumulation of hours and time and energy, right? And it just compounds on itself. So let's just say, for example, easy breakdown, simple breakdown. Let's just say, you know, you're a current government worker right now, and, you know, you're at your 9-to-5, you know, government job. You're more of an admin, you know, you just kind of like push papers around, which there's no knock on that. That's kind of what people do. You know, you're making sure from one department papers are cleared and, you know, organized. In between that, you might jump on your YouTube, right? You might look at us here, a higher power. Hopefully that's what you're doing, right? Or most likely you might be looking at something funny, or let's say it's even on TikTok. We all know, we all go down that rabbit hole where you get caught up in 10, 15 minutes later, right? You're like, dang, where did time go? I was stuck on this nonsense, right? Uh-huh. Let's say that happens twice a day, 10 minutes each, right? That's just a good math, good numbers. That's 20 minutes right there, right? Like Joaquin is saying, all you got to do is replace that time uh-huh. with, say, you know, something on machine learning, right? YouTube that talks about machine learning. You don't even know what it is, but you just need to start hearing these terms, right? And watch somebody talking about it. So you click on a video that's 16 minutes long on YouTube, and it breaks down, you know, intro into machine learning, right? From there, in that piece, you might find a link to something else, a boot camp, another coding language, yep. SQL, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then you go check that out. If you, like he said, it doesn't take a lot, it doesn't have to disrupt your life. But if you take those 20 minutes a day, and we all know, right? We all tend to give a little more than that, all added up.
Yeah, yeah.
Throughout the day, right? If you take that time and just pivot, one of our modules, we talk about pivoting from your personal daily activities that are habits that are not conducive to you being successful to changing those to better habits that are more rife for you to have success in whatever career path you want to go down, right?
Uh-huh.
So we all want to talk about pivoting in something simple, like he just said. It doesn't have to be, you know, earthshaking. You don't have to start to go sign up for your local community college or your local, you know, college, in-state college, and try to get, you know, back to your 16 credits that you didn't finish up, you know, 15 years ago, right?
Right.
You don't have to do that. Just use what you're already paying for. If you have a smartphone, you're paying a monthly bill on that, mm-hmm. right? I guarantee you, if you have Netflix, Hulu, Prime, all that stuff, you know, you're paying for a month. Instead of watching those shows every night, or, you know, cut that in half. Nobody's saying don't watch. Cut that in half.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What would you say, Joaquin, to that?
Yeah. You can easily find time to replace. Like, just for example, as a real life example. Like my sister, right? She's got a kid. She found it kind of hard for herself to like get to the gym after work. So, and this shocks me.
So talk about it.
She goes, okay, well, I can't get to, you know, the gym after work. I'll just do my own workout at home before work. So like, you know, she completely just changed her, you know, perception on like time, right? And just woke up a little bit earlier. So there's spaces throughout your day that you can squeeze in whatever you need. It doesn't have to be like 8 hours a day, you know, but there's spaces throughout your schedule that you can squeeze that little something, you know, get some value and continue to build on that, you know? So it's super easy.
It's doable. We talk about framing. All she did was frame her day in a different perspective. So therefore she could actually take the action step necessary within that framing. The problem is we normally, and I give, you know, my cousin credit, you know, she, single mother doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? That's not easy. We have a lot of you out there, right? Single mom, single dads out there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, or, you know, you might be in a marriage that's just not the happiest, right? And it's like, you feel like you're by yourself, right? So, you know, you're emotionally drained, but if you frame it differently and you can see where you can possibly incorporate something different, do that. And that's what that's all he's saying. She saw where she could and she did it. That is the other piece of it, though. Once you see where you can put something in that might be, look, you still have to take that daily consistent action to put it in place. You can't do it once. It can't be, you know, twice. You know, we did it once on Monday, then maybe on Thursday you squeeze in, then you wait another 2 weeks for you to do it again. It doesn't work that way, right? In this case, if we're saying that you're about to be out of a job, if you felt the emotional tug of fear hit you when I said that, you're one person sitting there saying, yeah, he's absolutely correct, I am about to be out of a job, then hopefully what we're saying as far as taking small action steps, you're thinking about, okay, yeah, maybe I can, you know, cut back on my social time when I'm using it in sporadic moments throughout the day, right? I can cut back on my Netflix chill time, my, you know, Hulu chill time at night. Again, nobody's saying don't watch TV, but for Christ's sake, people, if you're sitting there watching, you know, you go down the whole three episodes because you can, you know, binge watch, right? If you go down three or four episodes, that's literally 2 hours, 3 hours, right?
Uh-huh.
You can cut that in an hour and a half or even just a half hour. Start with that, you know?
Yeah, and all of those things are really, at the end of the day, like, all of those things are liabilities. You might as well put your, like, time into something that'll give you something back. You know, I'm not a guy that, like, that likes to waste, like, time, you know? So, like,
when you don't.
I just rather, you know, put it into something that I'm gonna get something from, you know? So that's just me. It may be hard to break your want to, like, watch TV all the time. But after you start pulling back, you're like, like, who even cares about HGTV or Friends or whatever is on ESPN at the moment? Who cares? You know, so you'll get used to it after a while, and then you just forget about it. Like,
yeah, man, I think, you know, instead of letting the emotions drive you when you realize that you're about to be out of work, and, you know, you get, you know, we all get the initial shell shock when we hear that and think about that, right? But when you get over yourself, and you get out of your fields, you start to prioritize. If right now you're a government worker and you're making $95,000 a year, and you need to replace that because you have two mortgages, right? You have a property, you have Bentley sitting out front, you have a kid in college, right? You know, which is real shit. It's real life. Instead of getting nervous talking about what I don't know, what, you know, you've been in this position for the past 12 years, instead of talking about what you don't know and you don't know what you're going to do next. No, we're sitting here talking to you about what you can do next. You can literally do what we're talking about. Get over the excuses, get over the fears. That's part of everyone. We all got fears. You know, Joaquin and I are building this content out. You know, we've been doing our own thing and doing well at it, you know, on our own without building this out, but we have a little fear and trepidation by doing this. But we do realize if we don't get out here and talk as a brother who owns a staffing firm and placing people making, you know, 190K a year, you know, placing people making 210K a year. If Joaquin doesn't get out here and talk as a young brother who's done, you know, DevOps boot camps, done JavaScript boot camps, you know, went, you know, and tried to become an Olympic athlete, like, he's done things, right? Traveled the world. If we don't get out here and talk to you and be real with you, then you don't necessarily see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Because we get so caught up in the fact that I'm going down this long tunnel and I don't know if it has an exit, as we all tend to do, because we feel like we're the only one island on our own. But you're not, all right? Hopefully you hear us. Hopefully you get what we're trying to say here. Yes, you might be out of a job, but there also are plenty of other jobs out there. You just got to train yourself and get yourself knowledgeable in order to be able to fit those positions. So going back to my original statement, if you're that person making 190, 195K a year, about to lose that, well, if we tell you you can be, you know, a front stack, you know, full stack engineer, and they start at 80K, you know, they start at 80K, and then you can learn a few more skill sets, and then you can, at mid-level, you can be making 110K a year. Uh-huh. You know, now you've just increased, you know, within a 24-month window, you just increase your income by another, you know, 10-15K. You know what I'm saying? When you get to that mid-level, right? And the mid-level can happen. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and then on top of that, don't forget, once you get the skill, you can most definitely build something else on the side as well to bring in, like, a little bit more extra cash. So if you're a JavaScript developer, you know what I'm saying? Like, You can market yourself, right? And you can get extra clients and be bringing in, like, more, you know, and just continue to build your portfolio. So, like, don't forget about, like, the, like, there's a ton of things that you can do, because it's not necessarily a whole bunch of physical effort that you have to put into, right? It's a lot more mental, and you can definitely be in a couple places at one time and building multiple sources of income, right? Once you get the skill. So.
Yeah, I mean, Joaquin talked about one of the websites that you can put your work up on if you're a coder, so people can see your work. What was the name of Hub? What was it?
GitHub. So once you're creating your project and you want to save it, so you don't necessarily just want to keep it on your computer, but you want to save it somewhere a little bit safer, you can push it to GitHub and it's there forever. And then you continue working on your code. You can show employees or employers, you know. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to make sure you continue to build on that skill and, you know, people see it.
having an IT knowledge base and understanding, guys, he's absolutely correct. It gives you more of an exponential reach outside of just your current paradigm at hand or what you're currently used to. The thing that I love about IT, even though I'm not an IT specialist myself, again, we're talking from our particular, you know, skill sets and our strong suits, me running a company that staffs it and having a team around me. But what I've seen over the past 7 years of running this company, like Joaquin said, you can stack so much and do so much more outside of, because you're not centrally bound by that location, right? When you're a 9-to-5 and you're giving your what we call your manual labor to earn a salary or a job, you are bound by that destination, right? You got to drive into work, you got to show up, you got to clock in, you got to be there, you know, got to clock out. And that's pretty much all it's going to be, right? Not pretty much, but that's all it's going to be. As he just articulated, I hope you hear him. You now are able to expand yourself to where you can put your content up on a different website. The other people, other tech enthusiasts, other people are coming there, you know, socialize, put their work up, engage. Now, just like in a dating app, you have thousands of people seeing you that you didn't even know were going to see you, right? And you never know who those individuals are and what they may need for you, or I mean, from you, or possibly help you out, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's the beauty of IT and gaining knowledge. If you're on in a Discord that's discussing the latest, you know, C++ or the latest SQL, you know, growth topics, you're now in a community that wants to expand that. But when you're a 9-to-5 worker for that particular position, there's not too much conversation going on about what you got to do other than complain about what your managers and the upline are getting ready to do to you, right? and the people right in your proximity. So get out of the thought that you can't succeed and you can't pivot in this new day and age. I know it's scary because it's new to a lot of you. And so anything new tends to give us fear. But what do we always talk about with Joaquin about the whole thing about fear?
Once you push past it, there's something on the other side that you're going to like. You know, so you just got to get through that scary part, you know. So,
yeah. And what you do, guys, in this particular realm, there's so much more. I mean, we're not even, Christ's sake, Joaquin, we haven't even talked about quantum physics that's coming down the pike, right? And all that.
There's so much. I wouldn't even know. There's a lot of stuff. Let's just put it like, there's a ton of stuff.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid. Yes, you are about to be out of a job, but now you can get into an actual career.
Right.
Okay. And so it doesn't need to be this perpetual fear, this thought of, I don't know what I'm going to do next. No, while you're thinking about what you don't know what you can do next, you can be thinking about what you can get into by listening to people like us here at High Power Tech. We are going to put together a program for you guys that we're going to launch here shortly that will start top of the year. So if you want to know about that, leave us a comment. Let us know. Higher Power Course, let me know. Just type that all in. Higher Power Course, let me know in the comments below. And we'll be able to message you and give you an idea of what we're going to ready to launch that so you guys know. But until then, you're going to be fine. Yes, you're going to lose your job, but you're going to get into a career. And that's all you really want at the end of the day. All right. And one that can have a long stay, stickability for you as well. What came you think you want to leave them off with?
You know, execution is worship, you know, so don't be the, don't be last, don't wait, because, that would be the wrong thing to do. So get on it today so that tomorrow you're okay.
That's right. It's good. Tomorrow's coming anyway, guys, you know, everything being equal, right?
Right. For sure.
Anyway, so, all right. Well, can you tell them what they can do when they leave out of here? Go be
great, and don't forget about it.
No doubt. All right. Catch up with y'all soon. Have a good one.
See you guys.